Go fast and break things. This has been the mantra of digital disruptors since Facebook coined the term a decade ago. Speed does differentiate industry disruptors from incumbents. But is going faster enough to win the digital transformation race? No. We need more than that. Digital success needs the combination of speed, customer collaboration, and positive business impact. Digital leaders like you and I must excel in all these three areas to win. Here's how. Rapid digital transformation became the norm in the pandemic. Before the crisis, many businesses did the opposite of what Facebook had suggested. In their initiatives, they used to follow what I would say the move slow and do not rock the boat mantra. Digital transformations often turned into endless pilots and science experiments. The results were too small to improve the business and to convince leadership to invest even more. As business disruptions accelerated digital projects last year, the results reminded us what successful transformations could be like, the ultimate art of the possible. If your business is not yet on the cutting edge of digital, what can you do to stay ahead of the competition? First, go for speed. To use another software industry cliche, deliver early and often. Delivering early means delivering before the competition, before the product is perfect, before the customer expects it. Then you keep repeating it and get used to staying ahead. Speed is your friend, perfection is the enemy. The future is too unpredictable, and those who move slow to have the perfect solution will fall behind. By the time slow projects move from pilot to production, competitors will be far ahead in their innovation cycles. Expecting perfect information and thoughtful analysis is no longer realistic to create a competitive edge. Companies that go for speed get used to operating at a higher level of uncertainty. Given that uncertainty is becoming the norm, they will not be thrown off by the next disruptor or the next crisis. What companies need is rapid development of ideas, iterating work products, and pivoting when needed. Everyone has equal access to market information or talent or customers. There is really no edge in that. Digital technologies break down barriers and differentiation. Speed and time to market remains the biggest competitive edge. You can always course correct if you're ahead of the game, but if you are behind, your options are very limited. Speed is now the norm, and the slow simply cannot compete. Those who deliver good enough digital experiences faster will win. Aiming for perfection is the same as planning to fail. The second lever is always collaborate. Digital transformation requires a high level of collaboration and feedback loop with customers, partners, and employees. The age of developing technologies for customers for a big ta-da moment is over. Customer feedback needs to be real-time, continuous during each iteration of a digital project. Customers co-create the experience they want from us, and then they will change their minds, and then you will pivot. You will never ship a product for what the customer wanted last year. You will deliver what they want now, today, or maybe for tomorrow. The same real-time feedback is expected with business partners that need to adapt to our business model changes. There is no time for strategic alignment sessions with suppliers. Don't keep them and your partners in the dark. Keep them in sync during the project in the same way you stay in lockstep with your customers. Employee communication follows the same pattern. Instead of change management after the project goes live or training programs, real-time digital transformation requires constant iteration and communication with your teams. They should know every step of the way where things are and how the future will change. The third thing we got to do is maximize value. Not surprising given our channel, right? Digital programs become transformational when they not only meet customer expectations, but they also impact the economics of the business. The digital processes you create have to be so much more efficient than the status quo. The reason e-commerce, fintech, or automation initiatives succeed is because they create an order of magnitude change in the profitability of the business model. Higher customer satisfaction needs to be paired with higher revenues and lower operating costs. For digital transformation, you have to change the profitability of the business to create true competitive edge. For a competitor, it's a lot easier to mimic a commerce site or a chatbot. It is a lot harder for them to replicate the underlying efficient digital processes that you created and therefore the profitability of the business. In the years ahead, companies will compete both on their customer experience and the efficiency of their digitized processes. Digital transformation will drive an even bigger part of the competitive edge. Speed is the main differentiator of the digital leaders. Those who can move faster, collaborate better with stakeholders, and create higher value impact to their businesses will have outsized returns. So what? So you and I should move fast, digitize everything, keep our customers in the loop, and make sure all of it makes a giant dent in our markets. Talk soon.